Hello?
Hey, Andy.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad.
Oh, good. My name's Amy Nelson. I'm calling from Local Splash with the Google Guarantee Department.
Awesome.
So we actually, you and I spoke briefly about this about almost a year ago, back in, it looks like back in, what's the month, the 6th. June. I don't know. My words are just like gone right now. I don't know where.
No, you're all good.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. I'm getting things done as well, so if I'm a little windy.
I'm all dur-dur-dur, can't remember, you know? Like.
Yes, ma'am.
Anyways, yeah, you and I spoke briefly about it, and you weren't quite ready yet, you know, to get everything going, but I would love to talk with you about it now. And it's actually going to be very affordable in your area. The cost per lead is very affordable. There's a couple of things before we jump into all the costs that I want to verify first, because I don't want to get you all fired up about it if you don't qualify. So does the company have the New Mexico GB2 residential building contractor license?
GB2 residential contractor license.
Or GB98 general building contractor license.
I don't think so. I just have the LLC development.
Uh-huh.
And my insurance is.
Do you have the New Mexico handyman certificate?
No, I just have a certificate of establishment, and then that's all that was required for painters over here, so that's all I got. I mean, if I have to go to the next level to get that, I will.
You do. Yeah,
okay.
If you want to qualify for this, you're going to need one of those three.
So,
any one of those three. The New Mexico handyman certificate, I can text them over to you so that you have them.
Yeah, send them over to me. Because I don't plan on doing it right away. I just want to get more into it and see what I could do if I can do it. You know, I know that I've been doing Angie's leads. I've gotten some work from Facebook,
mm-hmm.
but it's not as consistent. So I'm just trying all my avenues, really, is what
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to do.
Well, let me tell you, do you like Angie's? Like how you pay per lead?
I like the Angie lead, but it is expensive, and you're competing with too many people, so you have
mm-hmm.
to lower your prices significantly.
Mm-hmm. To get what you need, just to cover the cost.
And then and it barely covers the cost. And I'm like, okay, well, and then also
mm-hmm.
labor. It's like, all right, yeah, it's not profitable enough for me.
Right.
You know, I'm making less than minimum wage. What the heck? I don't want that.
Right. What is minimum wage in New Mexico?
I think it's like $10 or something, like $8, $9, $10 or something like that.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not from here, so I don't really know.
Okay, where are you from? Okay, I was gonna say I don't even want to tell you what it is in California.
But I haven't even had minimum wage for like ever, so.
Oh yeah. Well, you've been working hard, you know. So here, I'm sending you these over. So I will go ahead and give you the details. You need one of these three licenses.
Yep.
I would probably say the handyman certificate would be the easiest to go after, as
okay.
far as things go, for New Mexico, but. So the upfront cost is a one-time $250 application fee. That goes to get yourself background checked. And how many face-to-face employees do you have? And by face-to-face, I mean people who are going out and doing the job by themselves and bidding the job.
It's normally just me.
Cool.
But other than that, I do have my dad who helps me out here and there. He kind of just supervises me, makes sure that I know what I'm doing.
Right, if you need extra help on a job or something's going on.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so basically you're the one who would go on there as the owner of the business, and
yeah.
you would be the one that would do the background check and all the things. So
okay.
What it's super simple. It's like uploading business license, uploading insurance, or the handyman certificate. You're going to do background checks. So no felonies in the last 7 years?
Nothing. No, I'm clean.
Perfect. And the reason that we ask about the field workers and things like that is because, like, if you had field workers that you were going to put on there, right, you want to make sure that they can pass a background check, because if they can't pass the background check, it's going to flag your application, and that's going to slow the process down considerably. okay?
Okay.
Obviously, we don't want, right?
Right, right.
So from the point where you go ahead and you pay the $250 application fee, the maximum amount of time that it takes for complete Google Guarantee approval is 4 to 8 weeks. Now, I'm going to tell you a couple of things that are huge advantages to you. First, I don't think it's going to take 4 to 8 weeks. Second, okay. You want to get this application done as quickly as possible because as of this very moment right now, there are no other handyman, which is the vertical that painting falls under, there are no other handyman providers in your area for Google Guarantee. So what that means, my friend, is that you will dominate, literally dominate in that area because the cost per lead on this is only $34 per lead. And they're qualified. Beautiful. Okay? So once you get completely Google Guarantee approved, then Google will let us know, and then we'll go ahead and get your Google Guarantee ad. Now, what the guarantee is it's guaranteeing to the general public that you're a qualified service provider. Google is guaranteeing your work for up to $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. Okay?
Okay.
That's what the guarantee actually is. The guarantee is to the general public. What they do in turn for you is they go ahead and give you qualified leads. Now, with this particular thing, what happens is once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, then Google does require a minimum monthly budget to start the leads, like an activation budget that works like an escrow account for 13
right.
leads. So that's $452. So you pay the
okay.
$452, the $34.67 leads come out of that. Okay?
Okay. That's what I like. That's what I don't like about Angie is they tend to, like when I first initially started with them, it was cool because I would give them money up front.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd take that money out of that.
Right.
And then later down the line, they wouldn't allow that. And so I was like,
whack.
Yeah, it's like, come on, what if I don't have the money in my account and you guys are just pulling money? It's like, okay, well, and then it's just kind of not a good system.
Yeah, that's wackadoodle. That's not a good way to practice.
It's a money grab.
It is literally a money grab, and I don't like to speak badly about another company, but the things that I've heard coming out of Angie's recently has been horrific, you know?
Right.
Yeah, and it's super, super tough. So I understand what you're talking about. Now, the cool thing about this is when the calls come, Andy, they're not coming to me, and then I say, oh, this is a good lead for Andy, like how it does with Angie's List. This
right.
is going directly to you. So people go to Google, they look in the guaranteed section, they know what the guarantee is. So the guarantee is, literally, when the customer clicks on there, it says, get it done right or Google pays you back. Like, literally. Okay?
Okay.
So they know what they're getting with the guarantee. They know that they're getting a quality provider. So when they go in and they look at your profile, right, you're not charged. When they look at your website, you're not charged. When they take a gander at your reviews, you're not charged. You're only charged when they call that call tracking number, because Google records all those phone calls to ensure that they're qualified. Okay, so there's only a couple of things that makes the Google Guarantee call qualified. And that is A, if the client requests estimate over the phone and you give estimate over the phone, or B, if the client requests estimate face-to-face and you set face-to-face appointment to give estimate face-to-face. So if the caller is requesting employment with your company, if the caller is like a spam, robo, sales, solicitation call, you're not charged.
Right,
If it happens to be somebody seeking a service that you don't provide, right? They're
right.
asking for, I don't know, building or something that you don't do, right, then you're not going to take that job. You're going to turn it down. That's an unqualified lead. You would not pay for that lead because you declined it and it's not in your service profile. The same is true if it's outside of your service radius, meaning if it's a place that you don't serve, you don't provide, it's not listed in your service profile, you're not charged. All of those are unqualified leads.
Then
you're automatically not charged for those. Okay?
Awesome.
So with this, what happens is you're, like I said, you're only charged for the qualified leads, so there's that special criteria. So when the call comes through to you, it's going to come directly off of that budget that you've already paid. Now, you have the ability to increase or decrease those leads as you see fit. So what I mean by that is say you want to take on, more, because it'll come in at approximately 3 leads a week. So say you want to take on 6 leads a week or 7 leads a week, however many leads a week that you want, you can increase the lead flow. You can also pause. So say you take on a couple leads, like you said, it's just basically you and your dad. So say you take on a couple of leads and now you know that you're booked for 6 weeks. You know that you can't take on any more calls, let alone jobs for the next 6 weeks. Then what's going to happen is you're going to go ahead and you're going to call in and pause the campaign. When you pause the campaign, that's where it stops financially. You can pause that campaign for as long as you need to. Say you pause it for 18 months and the campaign has, $398 left in it. That's where it stops.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's no automatic monthly charge on this. It's only you pay as you go and you only pay what you use. Okay.
That sounds awesome. That sounds like everything but I wish I could be able to be on top of Google when people call me regularly.
Right.
But
well, you are in a competitive industry in a very competitive area. So
yeah.
this is what I will say is when you add Google Guarantee to it, you're going to be so pleased with the result.
I
know so,
Okay.
Because I seriously have sold this product. I would sell this product to my grandmother. Like, I'm not even kidding you. Like, this is the best product out there as far as pay-per-lead goes. The organic...
knitting business or what?
Anything, dude. Whatever Granny wants to do. Like, let's do it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to help her out for sure. Because this is literally, as far as I'm concerned, what I have literally seen is it's like the cure for cancer as far as leads go. Like, no joke. Because
okay.
You guys have been through so much with this stuff, and everybody trusts Google. You trust Google. I trust Google. If you need to know the weather, where do you go? Google. If you need a word definition, where do you go?
Google.
No matter what's the percentage of this, Google. What do we need to do here? Let's Google it. How do we get there? Let's Google it. Like, no matter what it is, we all go to Google. It's the most trusted thing in the world. Now, if you have the word guarantee next to that, bam, it's
bam.
Like gold, you know?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, go ahead and send me that information. I'll start on that as soon as possible. I'll see how long it takes to get, I know that you
which
want to ask.
Which one is the fastest?
Which one's the fastest, which one I could do. I know
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty knowledgeable about a lot of the stuff, so I'm hoping I could just do it, pass it, whatnot. But if I have to do some studying or whatever...
Mm-hmm.
I'll make sure I get that done. And
yeah, I went ahead and sent that over to you, so that way you have it, and then we're able to go as soon as you get that. You know what I mean? As soon as you get that, go ahead and I'm going to send you a text with my direct phone number and extension line, and you can call back into me directly. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I will be the lead on this, and I'll be the one taking care of you.
All right.
Okay, I will talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye.